caught up with Art Mortvedt on Tuesday afternoon somewhere in the skies over Nunavut in far northern Canada. In a sometimes spotty satellite phone connection, Mortvedt reported that he's headed west in his sturdy Cessna 185, as weather allows, on his way home after reaching the North Pole 3.5 weeks ago.
But I'm just cruising along here on 4,000 feet in between the village of Luktuk and Great Bear Lake. And headed into the Northwest Territories and then into the Yukon and then back to Alaska.
Mortvedt says he was glad to see the fringes of boreal forest appear not long after he left the village of Kugluktuk. He says the scroungy black spruce had never looked so beautiful after weeks of seeing nothing but an endless expanse of snow and ice stretching from horizon to horizon pretty much ever since he left Fairbanks on March 20th.
It's exciting to see trees again.
Mortvedt is no stranger to flying in remote regions. He's a longtime Alaskan bush pilot who's logged some 5,000 hours of flight around the bush and elsewhere, and who, along with his wife Damaris, divides his time between homes in Manly Hot Springs and a hunting lodge near Kobuk in northwestern Alaska. He's spent the better part of 6 seasons providing logistical support for scientific studies of the North Polar ice pack, and he's flown in more than 20 expeditions to Antarctica. Mortvedt first flew the modified Cessna 185 during one of those expeditions, and he liked the way it handled. He says after flying a French scientist to a research station at the South Pole, he got an idea.
And when I arrived at the South Pole, I thought, well, it would be fun to fly the same airplane to the North Pole someday.
That was back in November 1999. He bought the 185, modified it further still for cold weather flying, painted it bright orange, and dubbed it the Polar Pumpkin. Mortvedt set out in 2011 and 2012 to fly the Polar Pumpkin to the North Pole, but was turned back both times by bad weather. He's run into his fair share of rough weather on this trip, too, but he took his time, waited out the storms, and on April 6th, he realized his long-held dream.
Completed my mission of taking this airplane to both poles of the world.
Mortvedt says the ice around the pole itself was buckled and unstable and unsuitable to risk a landing, so he flew around the pole and set down nearby at Russian ice station Barneo, where he spent a few days waiting for a break in the weather to begin the journey home. Now that he's on his way, his wife Damaris says she can breathe a bit easier. She says she's been following his journey at home at Manly Hot Springs with an online satellite-aided tracker system and that they've talked as often as conditions allow via sat phone. But Damaris says it was tough when they couldn't connect and she knew he was probably socked in somewhere out there.
It is a little stressful in those areas where there is so little communication in such hostile weather, for sure.
Mortvedt, obviously, is something of an adventurer. He's a member of the Explorers Club of New York, and he's a fellow of the Royal Geographic Society of London. But his mission was more than just a flight of fancy. Mortvedt says he set out to demonstrate the practicality of using a single-engine aircraft for polar research, and in the process to conduct research himself, making observations on the impact of climate change on the polar ice cap, and collecting air samples for a UAF Geophysical Institute experiment on the extent of black carbon particles in the Arctic generated by human-caused fires. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.